everybody, everybody, everybody. My name's Mishki. It's afternoon. It's high noon. It's high there. It's just afternoon. Got a show for you. Gonna kick some tuchus today, we are. Call coming in. May I help you?
Hello, is this Jason?
Yes.
High speed, I'm sorry. This is Mariana the Nanny.
Yes.
Now, this is Mishki.
Sorry?
This is Mishki.
Sorry?
Stop it.
Welcome. Welcome to my world.
Hello.
Hello.
Mishka, do you remember me?
I do. You're the nanny.
I'm the nanny. And I had to tell you a story, but I thought that you needed someone to screen what I was going to say.
I am the call screener. The story is good, I'll put you on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I know that you're already putting me on the air, but keep going. I had my first blind date.
You had your first blind date?
I had a first blind date.
When?
It was just this past weekend.
Now, I'm not a big blind date believer. I don't understand.
Neither am I, and I'll never do it again.
Uh-oh. See, the whole idea, I don't know if people understand this, the whole idea in relationships is you see whether or not you're attracted to someone. You go up to them and talk, see if there is any spark at all. Maybe you go out on a date at that point, but you can't do the... What is that?
That's the little girl I watch.
That sounded like Damien.
No, it's hot. She's saying hot.
Oh. So you don't date and then find out later on whether or not you're attracted.
I'm sorry. She's going to keep doing that.
I want to hear her once when I'm not talking, because it sounds to me like if I were to see her, she'd have a goat head. Could I listen one? Let's see if she does that again. Is there any way to make her make that sound?
No, now she's laughing because we laugh. But no, there's not really a way to make her. I'm sorry.
I tell you, I think there is. You're laughing, so she's laughing. What I'd like you to do now is... Come on. Could you scream? Just scream and look like you're in intense pain just for me. Little something in it for you.
All right, hold on,
thank you.
Ah. Now she laughs at me. See?
That is the most primitive humor response. Schadenfreude. I don't know where that comes from. The very first time my kid laughed was when I tripped, taking him as a young father out to a park, and I didn't gauge the curb accurately and hurt my toe. I was wearing sandals, and he started to giggle, and I had never seen him laugh before. And I thought, how sad that that's the first thing he finds funny is my pain. That is a goat head.
Not a goat head. Knock it off. No, it's not a goat head.
Okay.
She's tired. That's all. She's tired and she's hot and we're driving.
Oh, so. You're driving. Okay.
Yeah.
Put the little finger in her mouth. She'll suck on that. It'll quiet her down and make her happy. Always worked for me.
She's got a pacifier in right
okay.
now.
Okay. Never used one of those. Never understood those. Thought, why use a pacifier when I have 10 digits available?
Well, when they get teeth. The digits are not really a good idea to stick in there.
See, if they're biting you, we're back in goathead country.
Knock it off.
All right, tell me the story of the date.
My horrible blind date.
Okay.
We met at a little Spanish restaurant that has, alcoves cut out so you can sit kind of in your booth back.
Nice.
In the wall.
I like
so
those.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And he was passing gas.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No,
oh,
listen.
For God's sake.
No, it gets worse.
It can't get worse.
It gets worse, Tommy. It does. So about 6 times he does it. And on the 6th time, no, listen, on the 6th time, and our food had come on. I was trying my best to ignore it because I understand what, you know.
I don't understand it.
But, well, no, I didn't want to be mean to him.
I understand that.
Right off the bat. He was a friend of a friend, and I didn't want to... So our food comes out, and he does it, and he kind of stands up a little bit and smells it towards my plate and says, your food really smells. So he sits back down, and I put my fork down, and I looked at him, and I said, you wanker, I know it's you, okay? I know that you're farting. Don't blame it on my food. And he puts his head down and he eats, and he says, I want fun on a date, or I want past gas on a date. And he does it one more time, and I'm eating, and I'm trying to just give him the benefit of the doubt. I take another bite, and I'm eating a little bit. Okay. He does it again. I put my fork down, and I just stare at him. And he raises his head, and he says to me, I'm sorry, I have a nervous stomach.
You know, unless you're 80 years old, you can control those things.
Believe me, I know it. I want.
I don't care. I don't
can control them.
That's the thing. I don't know. You always see guys who, mostly men, do that and then say, "Oh, gee, sorry about that." No, don't give me sorry. Why'd you do it?
Yeah, don't do it in front of me. That's what I agree.
Go away.
So needless to say, I completely lost my appetite. So I just got up and left, and then he texted me, okay, which don't text a girl after a date. That's the first rule if any guy wants to know. You don't text a girl about the date.
No.
He texted me, I'm sorry about all that. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
You know, is there any way at all I could call this fella? I haven't wanted to interview a guy since I tried to reach Pol Pot in Cambodia. I would love to talk to this gentleman and just get inside his head. I guess my number one curiosity in life, more than any other, is what makes people tick. I guess if to sum up my interest in a sentence is I'm interested in what makes people tick. And right now, that guy just moved to the top of the list. Any way I could reach him?
I can try giving him a call. I have to call my friend. Yep. I don't have his. Mm-hmm. Well, I might.
I think you do.
His number because he texted me.
Sure, I think you do.
Let me see if I can get a hold of him first. Because I don't. I'll have my friend get a hold of him first. So I don't have to talk to the wanker.
No.
I'll have her call him and then I'll tell her to call you.
Yes, and say it's an entirely anonymous interview. No one will know his name. He'll just be a voice out in the ether. So there's, But I just have a couple of questions. And tell him the topic is blind dating in general.
I would like to hear what his excuse is, because I can't think of one that would come up that would be sufficient.
I'm thinking it's going to turn out we're talking about an actual medical condition, but until I hear that from him, I won't be certain.
No, it's not. There's no way it was a medical condition. There's no way.
Okay.
I can't buy that.
Because
if it was, he would have used that to tell me he wouldn't have blamed it on my food.
Right. Right.
He would have said, I have a IBS or whatever the heck people blame it on. He would have said it was my food.
I would say in terms of what someone does on a first date to ruin the experience, nothing. I don't think anybody has a story that will top that. Unless the woman was stabbed. If you're a woman who was stabbed, call up. Otherwise, that's as bad as it gets.
No, I got vomited on.
Okay, we're putting him number two all of a sudden.
This is why
I would stop dating. I would look into becoming a lesbian. I think there are classes or something. I saw something $35 on a weekend or something. There's a catalog in my coffee house.
Lesbians can fart and vomit too.
But you generally don't see it. I don't think so. If you're a lesbian with that problem, give a quick ring ski and we'll find out. But I don't think so. I think generally in terms of couth or uncouth, men fall into the rougher category. I don't know why that is. I'm sure God had a reason for making us that way. But it's never going to be the case that someone call. No guy's going to call me now and tell me a similar story about a woman on a blind date. It's not going to happen.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah. I just, what do you do? Before this blind date, I haven't been on a date in almost a year.
I hope you don't mind saying this, but, all we have is audio here, so all I have is the sound of your voice, but you sound like a very attractive woman to me. You sound like someone would be lucky to be dating, and if things worked out, it could be quite fortunate for the young man, and I just want to know why you've run into such misfortune.
I don't know. I'm actually full-blooded Italian. I'm not the...
Really? Now, that's not the image I had.
I'm not the dark-haired, dark skin. I'm Northern Italian, so I do have light skin. I do have blue eyes.
That's what I'm picturing, yep.
And I actually just cut my hair off. So I do, right now I have...
In protest or to keep the men away?
I was thinking about the lesbian thing. No,
there you
I'm
go.
Joking.
Mm-hmm. How are you at softball?
Knock it off.
Okay.
Knock it off. No, I mean, I don't think I'm unattractive or that I would attract a horrible, great person, but it seems to be, I don't know. I think And another mm-hmm. thing that happens on dates with me is because I have an accent, they talk to me like I'm stupid. They talk to me like really slowly, like I can't understand them. So,
I've heard of that phenomenon with people who say are trying to learn English and have a German accent, or trying to learn English and have a French accent. And I've never heard of that phenomenon with an actual English-speaking person who happens to have an accent from England, where they speak
exactly.
English.
And I actually point out to them that my people are the one that developed your language.
Yep,
the
it's
one
important
that you kind
to stress
of
that.
Butcher.
Yeah.
From now and then.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's I get the baby talk, I get the using kind of short words, and they won't say, you know, like I can't do that, they'll go, I cannot do that. And make sure that they enunciate everything. Mm-hmm. So it's been a crapshoot since I moved over here. You know, in London, it doesn't work like this. I've never had a problem before moving here, Tommy, and I don't know what the hell to do.
I don't know if you'd be interested in another blind date, but I'd be interested in facilitating here. I've got Troy on the line who'd kind of like to date you.
Oh, boy.
Troy?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say first off that if I were to set you two up, I'm a little nervous just on your first name alone. I don't know why. I mean, just something isn't clicking right there. Can you give me a reason why your parents named you that before we move further?
All I know is I was adopted, and that's the name I came with.
Well, okay. Now I feel badly. You probably had Roman parents or something originally, biologically. You're interested in this date, eh?
Well, I caught the trail end of the story, and it's—I don't want to call it a pity date, but she needs to find a real man. I got to tell you that.
Well, I don't think bringing up pity date was wise.
No.
Yeah, boy. Troy, you've been single a long time, haven't you?
I can promise you it won't be the same experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling you're selling yourself. Can you try something else? Maybe actually talking to her in a way that makes her think she'd like to have a glass of wine with you or something?
Well, like you, I don't have a, all I have to go by is the voice, but it's a really nice voice, and I love the accent.
Yeah, but let's talk about you, Troy. Who are you, and why would she want to spend 1 minute with you?
I am a graphic designer, mm-hmm. and I am a quirky guy, Elvis impersonator type. I just go out and have fun, you know.
Does that line ever work? Hi, I'm an Elvis impersonator. What are you doing Friday?
I just, you know what, I go out, I do karaoke. I don't have a problem humiliating myself mm-hmm. and whatever, just having a good time.
Yes or no, are you a hunk of burning love? Yes or no?
Oh, I can be, just not for you, Mishki.
I wasn't asking for me. After 17 years on the air, I thought it was pretty clear where I'm coming from. No? Speed, let me know if I'm leading these guys astray. What do you think? Is Troy even in the ballpark? Is he even in the neighborhood? Is he in your zip code?
Like I said, I don't like... I gave a phantom a million times just to stop before I called the date off, so that tells you right there that I'm pretty open. Elvis impersonation following the words pity date,
Troy, it ain't happening. I'm not feeling it either. And I was going to join you guys briefly just for the initial setup, but I'm not feeling it with you, Troy. Who'd you date last, and was it in the 21st century?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was 2002.
That's
2002, barely the 21st century. No, we're not hooking you up with him, so we just jettisoned Troy into the ether. He's right now in a tunic, cartwheeling through the air. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all right. Rob?
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of you talking about her and her dating, and I promise I won't speak slow.
Mm-hmm. Or slowly.
I'll use really big words, and... Mm-hmm. I won't take her to karaoke.
Uh-huh. Well, Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm self-employed. Mm-hmm. I do consulting and training work for companies that employ immigrants.
How old are you?
46.
46 years of age. You know how old Mariana is?
I don't.
Mariana, tell him.
I'm 26 years old.
That's quite a gap. Yeah, I think that's not happening either. I just think that's too much of a gap.
Well,
I mean, unless you're a movie star, those gaps don't work.
but I'm sort of a rock star. We're not talking Guitar Hero. I actually play in a band.
Okay. What kind of a band, Rob?
A rock and roll band. I play bass guitar.
Bass players are generally reserved, shy, and have fetishes. Rob?
One out of three of those is correct.
Okay. I'm playing dad here and saying absolutely not. You stay away from my daughter. Okay, we're striking out here. But, Mariana, if we could get a hold of that date, I'd be forever in your debt. If you could make a phone call, I got to talk to that guy and just find out what he was thinking.
I will try and do that.
Right.
If you keep your eyes peeled...
I'll find you.
A gentleman that won't fart,
yeah.
That won't... And I'm only using that term because that's the term that, like, I hear everyone else using. I would never normally
No,
use
I realize
that.
A good British girl wouldn't do that, but...
No, I wouldn't. I didn't know if they'd understand
yeah.
What passing gas is over here, but...
It's almost beautiful when you say the word, actually, strangely. But I tell you what, I am going to continue to search throughout this program. I'm going to spend this program looking for someone for you. And again, I will be there at the first date just to make sure that everything's hunky-dory because, and that's an old British word, by the way, and because if it's not, I'm thinking lawsuit or something. Somehow the Hubbards will be responsible.
Well,
and
you know
that could
what
cost
you could
me.
Do, Tommy,
you know,
is I like the voice of Jake.
Goathead. Sorry, go ahead, what?
I like Jason's voice.
I know you do, but...
And previously he told me he was single, I believe.
He said that just to lead you on because he liked talking to you so much, which I hope his girlfriend who's listening right now isn't going to be angry about. But he enjoyed speaking with you and so didn't want to turn you off by saying he has somebody, but he's actually...
He would have turned me off. I would have still talked to him.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, Tommy.
All right. I'll work on it. I'll work on mine, you work on yours, okay?
I will place the phone call right now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.